Chapter 10 A Conversation with Grace Poole. In the morning, I wanted to see Mr. Rochester, but I could not find him. At first, I thought he had told his servants that the fire was an accident. When I passed his bedroom, I saw Grace Poole sitting in a chair and cleaning something. She did not look like someone who could kill another person, but I decided to talk to her. "Good morning, Grace," I said, coming into the room. "Tell me, what happened last night? Why was there a fire? All the servants are talking about it."
"Good morning, Miss Eyre," she said. "Well, Master Edward was reading in bed and fell asleep. The candle must have fallen over. The candle put the sheets on fire, but he was able to put the fire out quickly with some water."
"How strange," I said quietly. "Didn't anybody wake up and hear what was happening?" When I said this, Grace seemed to look at me more carefully. I noticed a strange look on her face, like fear.
"Well, Mrs. Fairfax and you have rooms near Master Edward's. Mrs. Fairfax is a heavy sleeper, like most old people, and she didn't hear anything. But you're young, Miss Eyre. Did you hear a noise?"
"Yes," I said. "I'm sure I heard a strange laugh." Grace did not look upset by my words. Instead, she went on cleaning the room calmly.